Restoring My Soul, Monday the 4th of December, The Temple of His Body. Jesus spoke of his physical body as the temple of God. Amazingly, he said to the Jews, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." They thought that he was talking about destroying Herod's temple in Jerusalem. However, John was clear that Jesus was talking about the temple of his body. That is, Jesus' body was already the temple. The will of the Father was only being fulfilled by him. If the Jews killed him in an endeavor to destroy the temple of his body, he would raise it up again by the resurrection life of the Father. This statement established a point of conflict or divergence between Christ and those who presumed to be righteous through their participation in the economy of the Old Covenant temple. In fact, the implication that their temple was not the temple of God at all was one of the claims that the worthless witnesses brought against Jesus in the court of Caiaphas. Interestingly, Mark noted in his gospel that not even then did their testimony agree. Significantly, as the chief priests began to strike Jesus in the face and beat his back with rods, the temple of his body was being destroyed, and they were being destroyed with him. However, in this same wounding event, as Christ was being chastened with rods for our peace, a new temple, the temple of his body, comprising Jew and Gentile, was being established. Paul explained this point in his letter to the Ephesians, writing, "For he himself is our peace, who has made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is, the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace, and that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity." The references used in today's devotions are John chapter 2 verses 19 and 21 to 22, Mark chapter 14 verses 57 to 59, Matthew chapter 26 verses 67 to 68, Isaiah chapter 50 verse 6, Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5, and Ephesians chapter 2 verses 14 to 16. For further study, Ephesians chapter 2.